Joining me now in the studio, which is rare. Most people try to avoid going out, but Andy Grizkowiak, Superintendent of Sisal Schools, is with me here now on our April edition of Our Town. I can't believe it's April already. Andy, how have things been going as far as preparations and planning at the school?
Right now, we're actually in a pretty good shape. We got out supplemental education packets before spring break, and we have our second wave ready to go out, which is good because that helps us with kind of where we are in terms of state guidance, which came out late last night, which says get ready for distance learning. So we'll be continuing, you know, somewhere in mid-April with a regular schedule, but we've got to make sure kids have the skills and the practice to pick up for when we get there.
And when you say that, this brings to mind, before we went on the air, I was talking to you about my stepson, who's like, well, this says it doesn't count toward my grade, but explain how it really does count toward the grade.
Well, everything you do in education a lot of times is practice. For, again, the final presentation, the final paper, the final test, whatever it is, okay? And so the supplemental work we're doing now is a bridge to get kids to a point where when we get back into some sort of more functional graded learning, structured learning, that they're ready to go and they're not behind. We're going to have to do some remediation, but again, the practice you do along the way is what keeps your skills up so that you're not playing catch up at the end. Again, like I said before, you know, doesn't matter if it's sports or music or whatever, you practice for the event. You don't pick up a guitar and just step on stage and play before 30,000 people.
Well, at least not. You don't do it well if you do.
Well, you don't do it well. You get laughed off the stage. Yeah. But this gives you a chance to practice to be better to get to the stage.
What's been good is that my wife has been telling her son, okay, you know, you want an hour of screen time? I want 4 pages of this done, you know, and completed. So it's not like, you know, even though he doesn't see it as a graded thing, he's like, okay, well, if I want to have my fun time, I have to do my schoolwork.
Right. So, well, and that's part of the reason we sent out the supplemental education packets early, is kids needed something to do rather than just screen time.
Right.
And parents needed something for kids to do so they weren't entertaining or having to nag them all the time to do something productive.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, like, even the idea, the students know that, well, wait a minute, this was spring break last week, so, you know, I should have had my spring break time. But in reality, they're still, because they're not having the week before or the week after the teacher time, they need to be working and training their brains to move forward.
Right, because you're not, the kids aren't in school 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. So, yes, you don't have that reinforced contact time. So the idea of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is kind of irrelevant. It's today, tomorrow, and the next day. Nobody had spring break.
Yeah. That's there really was no spring break.
Right.
Yeah. So tell me about how it's been going with the feedings and getting folks their food. I know that in conjunction, I think you're working also with Backpack for Kids, or they are supporting way or another.
So our food service, we are distributing meals Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. Monday, Wednesday, we're delivering 4 meals in each bag, so a breakfast and a lunch for 2 days. Friday has a little bit more in it as a supplement. And so yesterday's total, we dropped about 1,200 meals.
Now, logistically, how is this working?
Well, we have a very dedicated crew of food service staff. They come in, they get things prepared, packaged up, ready to go. And then we have a group of other volunteers. It's a mix of teachers and classified staff that come in, grab bags for a bus route, set them up on the bus. Bus drivers come, take them to a couple stops, bring them back, drop them off. We're distributing off the, in essence, the emergency exits of the buses. We see somebody coming up, say how many bags you need. They say 4. We put 4 on the back deck, take a step back, let them pick up the bags and go. So we're trying to be as cognizant of social distancing as possible.
Are the parents the main ones picking up the bags?
No, it's a mix. We do have quite a few parents that come to pick up for their entire family, but most of what we see are kids. So, yeah, and we do have a couple of kind of special sub routes that we're running because there are spots where the bus can't get to real easily. And we got some kids that are, you know, with a grandparent that's homebound and can't get out. And so we're making individual deliveries that way.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned Food Backpack for Kids. They wanted to continue with their service. It's a primarily senior volunteer group, so them doing distribution is probably not a good idea right now with health concerns.
Yeah.
And so we have a staff member and their spouse that are going out on Thursdays in the school van, picking those up and making all 65 stops.
Yeah, because that's a different group of kids.
It's a different group, yeah. But again, it's one that we kind of, you know, we've taken on over the years in trying to support that program. And so, you know, sending a couple people out in the school van to make another delivery on Thursdays, it's okay.
Do you obviously, you know, we don't have a crystal ball in this, but do you see us getting back to school at all this year? I mean, hopefully, yes. But I mean, realistically,
I would say June 1st is the earliest, just because we've got the new ideas for coming from the state for distance learning for all. And really, we're supposed to have a plan up and ready to go by April 13th.
And so they wouldn't do that if they were planning on starting May 1st, right?
Yeah. Probably. And so, yeah. So they're kind of a slow rollout of pieces. There's a couple of things that we did. Just kind of anticipating this, where, again, like the dual credit teachers at the high school have already decided they're going to go forward and offer the dual level college credit classes regardless. Because, again, the early guidance was looking more like there was going to be the school year being cut short a bit. Well, now that's changed, and we're staged and ready to go for that. It's just a matter of now getting some of the logistic pieces, especially if we're going to get into grading for credit and content, how to get material out and get it back.
Now, graduation, of course, is also coming up too. So that would be, of course, that would likely be in June as well then, right?
Most likely, yes.
If there is a ceremony at all.
Well, again, we are trying to find a way to do a virus-sensitive ceremony. This year's class of kids deserves a graduation ceremony. It's obviously not going to be the one that they had envisioned.
Right.
But once we get our additional guidance on how credit for this seniors group will play out, that'll give us a good idea of how to go forward.
Yeah, because I guess that's, you know, the kids are wondering. I've already heard from a couple kids, you know, like, well, we're not going to have a prom. We're not going to have graduation. I know that's a concern, you know, because it's a big deal. You know?
It is, absolutely. And unfortunately, there's probably nothing we can do about the prom. That's usually the end of April.
Mm-hmm.
But graduation is one thing that we can probably focus on and get done. It may not be done June 5th when it was originally scheduled, but the kids deserve something.
Well, and if. As we hope, everything clears up in the month of May,
right?
You know, then we can be back to, well, quote, normal, but in a extended calendar.
Right. Yeah. There'll need to be some extension of the calendar to help kids meet their needs. And we kind of work this from both ends towards the middle. Obviously, trying to take care of seniors and high school kids first, making sure elementary kids are on track for development, and then making sure that you have the kids in the middle have all their needs met so they can move to the next grade or advance from middle school to high school.
Now, when something like this happens, you know, an extreme condition or extreme circumstance, a lot of times changes are made that people look back and go, well, that was a good change. And I know that some people, mostly parents don't or students don't, but there are some people out there that would like to see maybe a year-round school year. Whereas you have a break here that would be a couple weeks long, and then you go back to it. Is that anything that anybody's brought up to your knowledge at this point?
No, we haven't really. That hasn't been an issue at any of our state-level discussions about year-round school year. I mean, right now we know that we're probably adding back at least a week to the regular calendar to make up for what we lost before spring break. And kids had supplemental packets from before spring break and that cover the week after spring break. So I don't think we're losing out on a whole lot there, but we're still going to have to have some time to do some individual tailoring for kids to be able to finish up the year properly.
So have those regulations been eased about have to have so many days in school and all that?
Or no, is it not, they have not.
It hasn't. So it hasn't been like no. not yet, or it probably won't be.
Has not been yet. Has not been yet. You know, the last time we had a major, you know, set of ice storms that kind of locked up the state. There's a standard on, time required for the school year, and that was waived and alleviated during those years.
Okay.
So I'd imagine something like that's probably coming. But again, you're still going to need more time than we currently have. And again, we're trying to get this all up and running and retooled by April 13th.
Now, how does the dropping of standardized testing requirements play into the schedule?
That really is not an issue for us. We were spending roughly about 3 weeks in state testing per grade level. So this actually gives our teachers more time to focus on doing instructional pieces. And those tests at the high school level were in essence an exit exam for graduation. We're the only state that required, you know, an essential learning skill for graduation. So without doing those, it's going to be based upon your credit course completion work.
So just to kind of summarize, April 13th is when you expect to have a distance learning plan in place?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Actually, we'll probably have it rolled out a little bit before that. That's when the state wants it. We're kind of gearing towards that anyways. The trick is really how do you meet the needs of kids that don't have good digital access? During that first week of closure, you know, our staff called every single household that we had a number for. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 50 to 60% of our kids have a computer and have internet access. We had another 20% or so that if we gave them a device like a Chromebook, which we've been passing out to kids, they could have access. And then we've got people that live so remotely that about 15% just don't have internet access. So we've got to come up with a hard copy paper version that's an equivalent that'll get those kids to the same spot.
And again, I guess Carrie Tatum put a notice out a couple of weeks ago that like places like Charter and that are providing internet free of charge for a certain period while this is going on. I'm not sure how that stems out, but
yeah, I don't.
Even so,
yeah.
Some parents still don't want it.
Right. Absolutely. You know? Yeah. And so again, so we're still going to have that hard copy alternative for those people.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for the update.
No
appreciate
problem.
It. And, you know, stay safe out there.
You do. Right. I'll make sure I'm 6 feet away
exactly.
Next time we talk.
All right. Take care. Next hour, back to social distancing as we talk with the Chiefs of the Incident Command. That would be Chief Tom Turner and Chief Michael Schick and Aaron Reynolds. Again, on this edition of Our Town.